It is February 27th, Michael Vaughn in Toronto with Brian Acker of Acker Finley. Brian, we're almost 2 months into the new year, two-thirds through Q1. All you hear on the radio and reading the newspaper about the markets is new high today, new high today.
Yes. New high. Yeah, it's actually getting boring, actually.
It can't be this easy.
Yeah, well, exactly. So, yeah, it's the markets have been great. It certainly has been great to us. And as of last night, I mean, we've caught up to the indexes. We were lagging a little bit on the indexes, both just on the year-to-date basis. Certainly beating both the indexes, the TSX total return and the S&P total return since inception. But yeah, it's been good.
Well, my money's in the funds because I like the approach. But also, if you look at the main holdings in these funds, I view them as safety stocks. Yeah. I care for low risk.
Right. We can talk about the risk, but our strategy focuses only on large cap stocks.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had a bunch of academics in here, basically they would say what we're doing is impossible because the market is efficient all the time. Our debate with them is, from a day-to-day aspect, we think mispricing does occur in large cap stocks, and that mispricing can occur on a daily basis, monthly basis, and yearly basis.
People who are on this website will see that you post your top 10 holdings in the U.S. fund and the Canadian fund, not on the first day of the month, but you know, as we get into the month, you're telling us what you've got there.
Right.
Before we look at them one by one, why do you do that?
Well, our thing is about transparency. I mean, people can accuse us of being a quasi-index fund, really, because all we're doing is we're highly systematic. We look at, for instance, the S&P. We are only buying companies that meet our specific recommendation. So we're passive in the sense of that approach, but we're actually active as well in the sense that every month we rebalance.
Yeah.
So it's a combination. We call it systematic investing. As O'Shaughnessy is a systematic investing at RBC, DFA, and all the rest of the population that have these funds. So being index-like, and obviously people see me in ROB TV, they ask me specific questions about upside to model price. So we want to publish that. We want everyone to actually see what our top 10 is and what our upside to model price is. And we've downloaded over 2,000 so far this month to individual investors.
They are curious. Well, let's go down the list of the top 10. Let's look at the U.S. Value 50 Fund first. And you've been loaded up on oils, and it looks like oils are getting some respect in the U.S.
Yeah, probably the strategy has changed in the last 2 years. We've been overweight oils. But yeah, if you look in the last month, oils have done very well in the U.S., allowed us to catch up to the S&P Total Return Index. But just one or two examples, Halliburton actually came into our portfolio in February, and since we've had it in our portfolio, it's up 8%.
Is there still upside to model price?
Yeah, there is, about 20% or so. May not qualify for next month, it's too early to tell. But that had mispricing on it, mm-hmm. Back to my earlier point. We bought it, that mispricing went away in about 3 weeks.
I see. Well, now, Valero has been on your top 10 list for some time, and it had a terrific month.
Almost 9% gain for the month of February.
Will it get dropped in March?
No. There's the upside to model price, as you can see, at the beginning of the month, was 75%.
Mm.
Huge mispricing. We think the model price is around $100. So again, you know, with the prices now around 59, and change, certainly at the close yesterday. Certainly there's a lot of upside to model price.
Let's take a look at the Canada Focus Fund, because you've been overweight metals, materials for several months now. How did February go?
February's been a barn burner. Obviously, not talking about today, though. They're down a lot, but For instance, we had Lionor for the month of February, again, pricing up to last night. We were up almost 25% on Lionor. Hud Bay, 12%, Alcan, 7%. So we've had nice moves in certainly February in the metal stocks.
Will they get bumped off the list in March?
Good question. It's too early to tell, but I think I'm safe to say that our metals weight will come down at the end of February, beginning of March.
They're getting kicked around today. This is February 27th. Is it the China story that's doing it?
Yeah, China's down. Again, metals are seemingly have this story stock to them in the sense of China and India.
It's the China stock market that's down. Hello? We know
China's down. I know. China's down 9%. But actually, when I looked at all the commodity markets, they were actually up.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, it's one of these days. I think, as you said earlier, the market's been hitting new highs, and it's about time people hit the sell button, and they all did. And keep in mind, we love these corrections in the market. It allows our portfolios to adjust. There's mispricing that goes on during these sell-offs and allows our funds the opportunity to get in there to invest in some good quality cheap names that may not be, you know, they're quicker to adjust to what their real prices are.
Well, we'll see how the rebalancing works and what you go into March with. I have to go off to the Geneva Auto Show, but as soon as I'm back, I'll be in to see you and see how March is going. Thanks for your time, Brian.